The Jewish Theater of Bloomington has a story for you. Several, actually. On Sunday afternoon, my guest, Daryl Stone, is emceeing an afternoon of storytelling at the Beth Shalom Social Hall. It's in celebration of the Jewish Theater of Bloomington's 18th year, and that number has some life to it,
yes,
doesn't it, Daryl?
Yes, it does. Yes, thank you, Alex, very much for having me. Yes, 18 is a meaningful number in Judaism. In Hebrew, it actually is the word chai, C-H-A-I, and it breaks down into numerically being represented by two numbers, the first being het, which is 8, and Yud, which is 10. So you put them together, it's 18. So we started brainstorming about what we could do, and that just seemed like a lovely way to start.
So it was 18 years ago, as you just said, that the theater started. And since we're talking about stories, I wonder if you could tell me the story of how it started, maybe ideally starting with Once Upon a Time.
Once upon a time, in 2005, Audrey Heller and another woman named Bacole Geller were here in Bloomington, Indiana, both brought a theater background, and they decided, you know, it really would be lovely to have Jewish theater. Jewish theater is actually a renowned, robust theater genre all around the world. So they decided that'd be a great place. We are this a community that has wonderful arts and culture, and so they started it. And they have had seasons. We've done full productions. We hire equity actors. We have some paid staff part-time.
So you're doing this storytelling event now. What made you want to do a storytelling event?
Stories are really powerful tools. They really help build human connection. If we think back, many of us in all around the world have stories told to us from the time we're young, sometimes by our elders, sometimes by our community, in schools, books, our families. They entertain us, but they wake us up and engage us and dream and imagine. The other part of this that was important when we were talking about it, I really wanted to make sure that we were providing a venue where different people got to tell their lives a little bit or something about them. And in that way, it's incredibly diverse. You could have the same experience as I do, but we will not share it in the same manner if we tell that story. And that's what's really lovely about storytelling. The person sharing the story will have their personality, their family, their moment to share. And I just love that idea. So it went from there and it just grew.
So I do want to ask, with the violence unfolding in Israel and Gaza, has that affected how you're thinking about the event?
Thank you for pausing on that. I think it's essential that we just spend some time to give it some space. Of course we have. We have now crafted our own letter to our donors and to people advertising this, saying that we're pausing on this and we acknowledge that this is horrifying and it's affecting many people, and we honor that and respect that. And then we're bridging sincerely into, let's look at the topic of this. It's about life and how poignant it is to perhaps spend 2 hours listening to slices of something that brings hope, something that has life, something that's humanly connected and not about divide. So we are going on with the show, as it were, and that was never in question, but all of our hearts are heavy. You don't have to be Jewish to be destroyed by this. I'm a social worker by trade and a full-time career. This is what I would frame as collective grief. It's personal grief, but it's collective grief. So as a collective arts group, we're just honored that in sitting with that.
How will some of these stories help do that? Like, what are you excited about?
Well, without revealing what the stories are, I am one of three people who knows what they're all about. They literally go from birth to death. So the stories, some are involving some things that happened during the birthing of a child. Others are about parents. There's a life cycle, I think, is what I want you to hear. That ironically, there was no charge. Nobody was told what to write. But when I put them all together and looked at them, I was like, there's an order here that makes some sense. I think it would be uplifting.
Yes. Yeah, that's great. Great. Daryl, thanks so much.
It's wonderful, Alex. Great to be with you.
The Jewish Theater of Bloomington's Afternoon of Storytelling is this Sunday, October 22nd at 3 p.m. at the Beth Shalom Social Hall. You can find more information at jewishtheaterbloomington.com. That's theater spelled with a T-R-E. For WFIU Arts, I'm Alex Chambers.